Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Aerosmith bringing us back. Great little riff there on that song. I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check it out there, and also on Amazon, you can find them there. Sarah Heiner's here. Sarah's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. We couldn't do without her. CEO and president of Bottom Line Publications, and outstanding periodical that every other week they publish, and then their yearbooks are great, several different ones of those. Sarah, there's a great piece in your June 1st Bottom Line Personal that I want you to help us with on retirement. Five mistakes to avoid when retiring early. And I know that not too many small business owners get to retire early, but all of these really apply whether you're retiring early or not. And of course, it depends on what you call early, but there are millions, tens of millions of baby boomers. The largest cohort of retirees in the history of America is happening right now, isn't it?
Well, it is. And, so you and I are never retiring, right? We made that pinky promise long ago.
That's right.
This shocks me. In spite of all the talk about the low savings rate and how few people actually have saved for retirement, 15% of U.S. adults expect to retire before 60 years of age.
Wow.
And 29% expect to retire between 60 and 65. Now, maybe they've done very well before that point in time, but I don't know what they're going to live on, because they're going to have a long life expectancy after that.
Yep.
But there are things to think about if they do. And our article really was talking about the people that wanted to retire before 65, before kind of the age of Social Security kicks in and everything else. One of the mistakes that people make, actually, is they figure, I'm just going to retire. I'm going to be done. I'm going to stop working, and Social Security will take care of me. But rather, it's a little bit better.
I live off of $1,100 a month.
Right, exactly. You better think about that. First of all, mistake number one, health insurance. Medicare doesn't kick in until you're 65.
Yep.
So if you want to go start playing golf earlier than that, you'd best be sure you have some health insurance running around.
And here's breaking news. Some of you might not know. I bet most of them don't know. There's a premium. You have to pay money for Medicare. It comes with a premium.
Yeah. Right. And then it comes with a premium, and it doesn't cover everything. Then how many do you need to get the supplemental, the Part D for drugs?
That's right.
Yeah. So, but that's number one. You think, oh, I'm working, no problem, I'm going to stop. No, yep. Health insurance, and it costs a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Try, $1,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's mistake number one. Mistake number two, not considering, again, they think about just, let me just stop working, and I'm going to live on my Social Security. That, besides the money issue, there's a psychological issue. You want to do it, but it can be also a little fearful. So far better is to actually consider a phased retirement, like get used to the concept of your reduced money. So maybe either go to a little bit of part-time work, cut down your hours, maybe switch to a less stressful job. But to go cold turkey can actually be really difficult on an individual, on a relationship.
And you don't know how
many wives
complain
their husband retired and now they drive each other crazy.
Exactly. And when you get to be older, once you cut the cord from the marketplace, there's some level of you being unemployable after that. So you might not get a do-over. All right? What's next?
Next is failing to establish multiple income streams. Again, Social Security only goes so far. And especially if you're retiring before 59 and a half, you got to have some other income to think about.
Right.
So think about some income-producing investments. Make sure that you've got some investments where they are producing income rather than simple growth.
Or a part-time job.
Or a part-time job, or think about investing in assets that are going to generate income. Maybe you invest in a little bit of real estate. Maybe
you
do a little bit of, go buy a couple of condos or something and become a landlord that generates a little bit of money. My husband and I have been talking to this restaurateur guy about maybe investing in a restaurant. Mm-hmm. That, and now it's a crazy business, but he's a really good restaurant guy. Right. But something that will generate some additional income one day on the side. Now, here's what a lot of people also don't think about. Many people don't. I personally have a social issue with this problem, which is failing to factor in the cost of supporting your grown children.
Right.
I think you're grown. Get out on your own.
That's not going to be, unless my children are sick, supporting my grown children not going to be part of my retirement plan. I can tell you that right now.
Not me either. But again, frightening statistic. 40% of parents are providing adult children some kind of financial support.
Yeah, and they ought to know that early on. I mean, my kids are out on their own. They're doing good. They'd probably go to jail before they move back in with me.
And the rules, and you're going to put them to work, right? There's no lollygagging on the couch, as we said before.
Another thing.
But, I mean, I'll state the obvious also. Again, the fantasy of I'm done working, you know,
right.
Business world has gotten so unpleasant. We were talking before about how poorly American Airlines is running. I'd look at how poorly and frustrating the work environment is for so many people. So they think, I'm getting out. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not a panacea on the other side.
Yeah.
If you have enough money.
Folks, try to find a – here's the bottom line. Find a way to be productive. Don't be a barnacle on the keel of humanity for 30 years. Even if you partially retire, but be careful if you start taking Social Security early, like at 60, before 65 or 6 or whatever your age is, if you start taking it early, there are limits on your income that you have. I mean, you could literally be prevented from earning very much money and literally almost starve to death if you start your Social Security too early. Be careful about that. Quick break. Right back with Sarah Heiner. She's with Bottom Line Personal. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.